And as we get ready for the new year, you're a little concerned that some of us will be making New Year's resolutions. I just made mine, and you don't think you should.
The problem with New Year's resolutions is it's using only a day or a mark on your calendar as a reason to do something, but there's no preparatory work done other than saying, on this day or after this day, I'm going to do something. So, in effect, the desire is great. The intention is excellent that someone is taking into account to do things to improve their health, but they are more likely to succeed. As with anything, just when you prepare a story, Steve, and you're looking up stuff and you need the information at your fingertips and to provide a successful report, you have to do the legwork. Well, it's the same thing for losing weight, the same thing for quitting smoking or other resolutions that we have. The legwork is what is important. It's all the background stuff you do ahead of time that will improve your chances of success. And so by making a resolution on the basis of a day, although the intention is terrific, it's still likely not to work out very well. And in fact, we see this when people join gyms at the beginning of January, and gyms love this because they sign up everybody, and they know a month later, people aren't going to be doing it very much anymore. So that's sort of the reasons why a resolution is sets people up to fail most of the time and then disappoints them and then detracts from the ability to think about doing it again because of the, you know, the history of failing at something. So that's sort of why the resolution stuff is not the greatest. It's certainly more preferable to choose a day that has nothing to do with any significance in terms of hanging your hat on a holiday. So choosing a day sometime in the middle of January or February and preparing for that day and making that day special, but that's special because that day represents, I've done the work, I've done everything I possibly can to get prepared for it, and I'm more likely to succeed.
Okay. All right. But you see, Shelley brought in her chocolate fudge and pistachio nut fudge.
Yes.
And even though I know it's going to give me a chocolate headache, I'm going to have one now, but only one.
Well, that's okay. You know, if you look at Yoni Friedhoff's website, his blog called Weighty Matters, and I recommend everybody go to that site on a regular basis anyway. It's called Weighty Matters. He has three types of people with regards to the holidays, and we'll see what category you're in, Steve. There's the wrist slapper, there's the right offer, and then there's the thoughtful person. The wrist slapper avoids everything. They want to resist temptation. They stay away. They, in effect, deprive themselves of things that give them pleasure in terms of the food that they're eating.
Definitely not me.
Right. The right offer sort of is sort of the person who goes, I'll have a cheat day, or I'll have, you know, they're concerned about their weight, but they figure that because it's a holiday, you know, so what if there's a bit of calories? But then those holidays become birthdays, office parties, religious holidays, vacations, highly stressful days. They become the write-off days. Then if it's a write-off, they go, oh, I may as well eat anyway because I've already blown it. Those are the write-offers. And then the thoughtful person is saying, and the question that Yoni asks is, how much of that do I need to be happy? And if it takes only one of those things, Steve, to make you happy, Merry Christmas.
I keep telling Steve, everything in moderation, doctor.
That's exactly, but moderation, Shelley, moderation has to have a definition.
Well,
because
that's true.
Moderation for you and for me might be different from what Steve thinks
I
is
think
moderation.
I think you're very right there.
I'm just going to have one.
Well, one is great. If that's all it takes to make you happy, Steve, have a fantastic day and a holiday.
And then I might sample some of what Tom brought in.
Oh, there.
But that'll be after the show.
That's
I,
right. That's
I do,
right.
So, I do want to be working here in the new year. Okay. Doc, have a great holiday. We'll see you in the new year. Rob Snow will be joining you next week.
All right.
And all the best to you and the family.
Thank you. You too. And you too, Shelley.